This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Yeah, it's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Usually the best time is the first hour. For some reason, you all wake up at 10:30, and that's when you all call. But we're here from 9 to 11. So get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And we're expecting a visit from our friend Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV. He'll be checking in around 10 o'clock, maybe chat about AI and what's going on there, and talk about what they do to help people get trained up on technology over there at IT Pro TV.
Yeah, I'm really interested to find out what they're doing with that field.
Yeah. So, and as usual and customary, as all the calls come in, which is great, thank you guys, we'll have some technology news for you that you can use.
Yeah, and this involves, the story that I've got involves AI.
Yes.
And it's a very interesting development.
Yeah.
As you know, maybe or maybe not, there are literally hundreds of thousands of these little clay tablets from ancient Mesopotamia or Iraq.
Yep. Yeah.
And Persia and Syria, a couple other places.
Yep.
At any rate, they have these little inscriptions in them in what's called cuneiform.
All right.
Now, they go all the way back to almost 3,000 BCE.
It goes way
so
back.
We're talking 5,000 years old.
Right. Back. That's what's
and it's a valuable it's a valuable resource to find out what happened back then.
Yep.
Problem is, what we have is literally hundreds of thousands of these little tablets.
Yep.
A lot of them are broken.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got maybe couple rows of characters on one tablet and then the rest of it on another and so on.
If my wife was having to handle those things, they'd all be broken, but we'll go on.
And a lot of these are like a massive jigsaw puzzle. The other problem is that although we can decipher what's on there, there really aren't that many people who know the language.
Yeah.
And there aren't enough of them to get any of this translated.
Yes.
So for the last 100 years, we've had all of this precious information,
right?
And it's been sitting in museums and universities all over the world because nobody can do anything with it. Well, AI project, that was actually using Google Translate's algorithms and some other AI related algorithms has been devised that will translate them now.
Gotcha. Cool.
And it's a very promising tool, and they've just developed it. They've reached the point where they can get some meaningful translations out of some tablets.
Yep.
They used some that had been translated, out of the small number that had been translated, and they used that as kind of a barometer for what the AI was doing.
Cool.
And there were a couple of what they call hallucinations.
Yes, AI guessing.
But it turns out that for any of the tablets that are talking about things like contracts or...
Yes, contracts. I was joking about this. These are receipts for camels.
Bingo. That's what a lot of those tablets were.
I want to say man about a cat. It's like the CVS of tablets.
They were, you and me, Eric, signing tablets where I give you some camels and you give me some...
I don't know.
Hay. I don't know. Whatever it is.
I need the hay for the camel.
And it would be documented. And and that those kinds of translations appear to be fairly good.
Interesting.
Other kinds, not so good.
Right.
But I'm sure the project will get better over time.
Right.
And nobody involved in this project assumes that they're going to get a final perfect translation out of it.
Right.
All of this stuff will be funneled through people who will look at it and then say, I don't know if I like that translation, or that one looks good.
Gotcha.
So it's a help. It's a help for the humans, for the give or take 200 people in the world who can decipher these.
Jeez.
It will now help them do a lot more of that work.
Nice.
In a much shorter time.
Humans are very much involved in training AI. I mean, all the Tesla stuff is basically humans marking what they think are, here's an obstacle, make sure you know this, so the car understands what a person is versus, a sign.
Right. Well, that's exactly what they did. They took a body of things that had already been translated, and they fed it into the AI, and then they used the Google Translate algorithms along with that.
Yep.
So it's a...
Very cool.
It's a really, really... interesting development.
Sounds good. Sounds like we're making progress.
We are.
In other news about progress, you might have heard the nanny complaining, Fran Drescher.
Yes.
She is part of the union president for the Screen Actors Guild. And they're really upset over there about AI. And
really?
They're walking out. Yeah. They basically, the studios, they would pay extras, right? They pay extras a rate of anywhere from $250 to $400 to be on these productions. $200 to be a body just walking around on the street. If you can ice skate, and maybe you're going to get $400 because you can ice skate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the studios say, you know what? Instead of paying extras, they're just going to give them $200 for the right to their likenesses forever using AI. So they just say, here's $200. We're going to scan you in, and we don't need you to come on set anymore.
So for 200 hours, they have somebody's name, likeness that they and voice, I assume,
right,
too,
possibly,
that they can use
in perpetuity
forever. Yeah.
So that pretty much hampers union dues if you're only making $200 one time. And Fran doesn't like that. But they are walking out because of this. And so I understand, right? This is what happens with technology. Everyone gets displaced. Disruption is what it is. And if you can force these production houses to use real people, whatever, more power to you. I don't care. The thing that the nanny and Fran keeps forgetting is that we really don't need actual people.
Right.
We can actually use AI right now to produce a facsimile of a person.
It isn't even a definite person that lives. It's just something that was cooked up and is human-like.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you go on, Bing has an AI graphics AI generator, and we can put a link for it. I played with it because my son's girlfriend's a graphic artist, and she created a drawing of our Havanese, our little dog Chase. Yes, we named him after a trumpet player. And she created him in a Jedi costume with a lightsaber, and she did an amazing job, right? And then I asked Bing's graphic generator to do the same thing. Instantly, literally in minutes, I had a similar thing. Now, of course, it didn't look like Chase, but it was a Havanese in a Jedi robe with a lightsaber, right? That's all I asked it to do. So Fran, you can go ahead and fight this if you want. They really don't need to scan actual people. You can just say, I need a person age 50, in good shape. I need a person with no hair, any person. All you're doing is having the AI do it automatically.
Well, didn't they do that in a series of commercials for, I think, a hunger charity?
I don't know.
They actually just generated amalgamated people.
Gotcha.
You know, they don't never actually existed. Live. They never existed.
Right.
And they're featured in the commercial.
It's going to happen, right? We're here.
It's so. Not going to happen. Yeah. It has happened.
Right. The cat's out of the bag. So good luck to you in your battle. I don't know how you're going to win here, but good luck. But they really don't need to scan a real person. They can just have AI generate one for you. So
yeah,
good luck with that. In other news, personally, the folks at Vanguard reached out to me. I've had a little fund in Vanguard since I was a kid. And they made me move it from a legacy platform to their new platform. And no later than maybe 24 hours later, they send me an email saying, hey, would you check out our robo-advisor? I'm like, robo-advisor? You guys have always advised that I simply pick an index and walk away. I don't need any advisor for that. Robo advisor.
Well, the advice is built into the fund manager.
Exactly.
Right.
So, but they reached out to me and had this huge survey for me to take out as to what kind of interest I would have in a company who already has like 400, either million or billion, I can't remember which it was, under robo advisement. And would I be interested in paying $50 a year for the AI to do that? Now, just so you understand, I don't pay anything per year other than the fee for the fund itself that we all pay for, right? For any kind of advisement. But it struck me, right? So if you're a financial advisor and you're hearing me talk about Vanguard telling me I should use a $50 a year robo-advisor, that should kind of make your blood run cold, right?
Yeah.
This is another disruption that's going to occur, and financial planners are probably on the top of the list of those that are going to be disrupted.
Oh, definitely.
Because you're putting in where your age is, what your risk factors are, and what you want to do, and the robo-advisor can tell you what you want to do or what you should be doing. And so I just found it interesting that Vanguard, though, wants to monetize something I've never paid for.
Right.
For an annual fee of something I've never needed in the name of AI. And so be on the lookout. Your financial advisor might be being replaced by AI before you know it. And we all are going to be impacted. IT is going to be impacted. Legal is going to be impacted. White-collar jobs are going to be heavily impacted
by
this.
Oh, I would imagine that accounting would be, too.
Mm-hmm.
And tax submittal,
oh,
things like that.
Everyone's going to be disrupted. So it is what it is. We've all been disrupted. This is just continued progress forward, for better or for worse. We'll see what happens. But I just want it literally came to me 2 days ago in an email. Hey, check out our Vorbo advisor. I'm like, wow, what an oxymoron. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We got three lines filled up. So Bill, John, and Frank, hang on. And one line open for you, 860-522-WTIC. We also are broadcasting over on the Facebooks. As long as Zuckerberg deems our broadcast worthy, and he only does that if you guys comment and like, and you can ask questions or what have you right in there, and share it out even if you share out a broadcast so other folks can see a couple of pasty white computer geeks here in the studio. You can find us over at WTIC's Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get you involved as well.
Come on!
And we are back. It'll take six, I bet.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be here in Hartford at the Jazz Fest. So I figure we bump in with Jazz Fest artists. So we're lucky to have that here in Hartford, and I hope the weather holds out for it. Let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Bill in Danbury first. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I bought a Dell computer last year, 16 gigahertz, operating Windows 11.
Yeah.
And things were doing great until I decided that my printer wasn't working and I should update my printer drivers.
All right.
Okay. And I crashed it. The blue screen of death kind of crash.
A Windows 11 blue screen of death? That shouldn't be happening in the year 2023, should it, Dennis?
Yeah, I would think we're in the 21st century, but welcome to Microsoft.
Yes.
And it said I needed a Microsoft BitLocker in order to restore it. Now, I never had signed up for it and never knew, you know, the 32-digit code, which I didn't have, because I don't think I ever signed up for it.
Oh, no.
And so
no.
A couple quick calls later, you know, the only one way to get around that, pal, and that's, you know, uninstall Windows 11 and reinstall it. And, oh, by the way, you're going to lose your virus protection program you have on there.
And all your data.
Yeah.
No, everything was stored in the OneDrive. I work, so everything is in the cloud.
All right.
For good
so you
and
had,
bad, I mean.
You had cloud backup, which sort isn't of. Real backup, but in this case, it worked for you, which is okay.
Yikes. So this is something real scary. So what happened to Bill was that encryption's a good thing. So he had enabled BitLocker, or it was enabled before
he
got it.
It could have been set up for him.
Right.
Somebody, whoever did that, should have provided him the recovery key.
Right.
It can be printed out physically.
Right.
And what you would do is get that, put it into a safe.
Right.
In your house and keep it for emergencies like this.
So your hard drive is encrypted, and now that it's scrambled, you know, it's a mess, and you're not able. It needs to be unencrypted in order to be recovered, I guess is what it's asking you for, and you can't do that. So Microsoft's saying wipe and reload, which is probably the case if they're telling you this. So what's your question?
So I got somebody to reinstall Windows 11 for me, brought it into work, and somebody there took care of it, and that was very nice, and sent me all back up again, which was wonderful. But now, of course, I don't have a virus protection program, the one I had paid for privately, and the folks at work said, don't bother. Windows has its own Defender. It's good enough. You don't need a virus protection program.
They are not lying to you.
We agree.
We agree with that.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Anybody knows that would be hard going after Windows to try and hack it and destroy it and all that other good stuff.
All true. That is still happening, but their AV has gotten much better, and it's not worth buying another AV for home use for now. That's what we're telling you for now.
This is for home users, not necessarily for business, because businesses can get targeted, and it becomes a different ball of wax. So,
and we usually add additional protections to our business clients. So in your case, though, Bill, do you have OpenDNS configured?
I don't believe so. I'd have to find out.
All right. That's the next step, right? So the two combinations you want to have in place are the Windows Defender minimally and OpenDNS, which is a Cisco product, which will allow for free. And, you know, you're the commodity, but it's still for free. And they'll allow you to then surf more safely. You'll have less chance of being impacted if you were on the OpenDNS.
Yeah, the reason I even bought a fancy computer was I'm working from home 2 days a week, and I thought, oh, I need a 16 gigahertz. So, the last question is, do I need to worry about the Microsoft BitKey thing? I bought it from a particular store.
Well, so your new person who loaded the software for you either turned on BitLocker or they didn't.
Right.
Do you know what they did?
No, I really don't.
Talk to them.
You have to talk to them.
So okay. I'm guessing they didn't, because if they're your friend, they would have said, hey, Bill, here's the encryption key for your computer after we encrypted it.
Yeah, I don't think they would have done me wrong that way.
No.
Good relationship with the person who did it. So
yeah, so just ask them. And ask them if they turned on BitLocker, and if you didn't, that's fine. You don't need to turn it on for what you're doing.
No, not for home use.
Okay, even though you're working from home and all that happy jazz,
Well, the happy jazz is that you're using a home computer for your business, for your company's business, right? This is Bill's computer, right? They didn't buy it for you. So in that instance, I would contend your company is not treating its customers properly. Nothing against you, Bill. Because whether you're working remotely for an insurance company, working remotely for an accounting firm, working remotely for a financial planner, working remotely for a medical company, whatever it might be, you're connecting into that network as Bill's computer. And I'm sorry, Bill, but you don't have the proper security to protect my data if you happen to be working on my data on behalf of that company. So what the company is doing there is actually putting its clients' data at risk by allowing you to use your personal machine. Because when you sign off, you're going to go and surf. Who knows where you're going to surf, Bill? I don't know where you're going to surf or what you're going to do. You could have kids coming in there and they're surfing to places that we'd all be embarrassed about. Who knows where you're going? And then the next morning, you're going to log back in and connect to my data for that company. So I would contend the company that you're working for doesn't quite understand the responsibility to protect its customers' data.
Well, I think that's why they want to know if you have a virus protection program on your computer.
Thanks.
And they've already gave him a clean bill of health with Defender.
Yeah, yeah. So clean. It's not really the right way to go, but you get my drift, right, Bill?
Okay, it's more than adequate.
Defender is more than adequate, but there's other aspects that you need to think about.
Yeah.
But it's not your fault. It's your company you're working for's fault.
The company gets out of it by saying, do you have a virus protection program? And if so, please tell us what it is.
They're not out of it.
If that's all they're worried about, then they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, they're not thinking clearly, though.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Bill's got to go get some virus protection, but he's all set with Windows Defender. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's our website. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis. I got a feeling these guys are going to be down there in Hartford as well. And on the lines, we've got all of New England, it seems. Well, not really. You've got Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New York.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's get to your calls. We've got John in Wethersfield on the line, the longest. Let's go to John. What's going on, John?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm having a problem with a portable hard drive. I've been using it for several years to back up. And just recently, when I plug it into the computer, it starts to load up slowly, and I'm getting the message E, local drive E, is not accessible. The parameter is incorrect.
Yeah.
I've eliminated the USB port as the source of the problem because I also have a second portable hard drive, and it loads up fine.
Okay.
So is my hard drive, it's an old hard drive. Is it gone on me?
Sounds like it.
I would think so.
Yeah. And that's why you have multiple, right? Like an A and a B for backup. You always want to have multiple shots at your data.
That's my problem, because on this one, in particular one, I put something on there and that's the only place.
Oh, no.
I backed it up. So.
Oh.
So all right. Is it basically gone, or can somebody?
Well, I was going to say there's a very small chance that a drive diagnostic could help you. And that would depend on the manufacturer of the drive. We can look up.
It's Western Digital. Yeah.
All right. We can post a link to their diagnostic tool that you can download and have it look at the drive.
Yeah.
But
now, also, it could be the interface is busted. Could you take the drive out and put it into a different portable interface?
I've tried it on two different computers.
No, I'm literally talking about tearing it apart, taking the drive out of the enclosure it's in,
right,
and connecting it to a different enclosure, and not necessarily enclosure, but even an adapter these days, and seeing if you get lucky there.
Yeah.
Could be the interface is busted. You don't know if it's the drive or the USB port.
Yeah, what we're talking about is the electronics inside the enclosure.
Right.
That would go between the physical drive and the computer.
Oh, that's way beyond my capability.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another option for you. So you can try the diagnostic that Dennis is talking about. But there's also a company called Kroll OnTrack. They're out of New York, I'm pretty sure. And we can put a link up to the company. And they are a data recovery company. And for anywhere from $100 to $200, they're going to tell you what it will actually cost to recover that data. So it's going to cost you $100 to $200 just to get an estimate on what it'll actually cost to recover the data. And the data recovery cost isn't based on the amount of data you have. It's based on what they deem to be the difficulty of the potential recovery.
Okay.
And they also, believe it or not, have tools they make available for free on their website that you can try before you send it in. You can try some of these tools. But if you can't speak to the drive, if the USB interface is the problem, the tools are no good. And you won't even need the tools because the drive is fine and the interface is bad. So you have to discern whether it's the interface or the drive. So if we can find some utilities that'll have you discern that, you can make those decisions as to whether or not you want to have the drive recovered or just deal with the USB interface. Does that make sense?
Yes. So you're going to post this stuff on your link there?
Yes, sir. It'll be posted.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too, John.
Bye.
Bye-bye. But that's a big reason we talk about multiple shots at your data.
Right.
If you really care about it, if you want it, you need multiple shots at your data.
And remember, the cloud is not a backup.
Not necessarily.
It is an alternate backup, but it is not a true backup.
And especially if you're just doing a synchronization of your OneDrive.
Yeah, whatever you've done with your drive is done in the cloud.
Not so good when you find out that happened. We're going to Frank in Springfield next, heading to Massachusetts. What's going on up there in Massachusetts, Frank?
Oh, not much, except my computer
yep.
has an issue.
Came to the right place.
I hope so. My desktop download, I get almost 900 megabits per second, but upload, I get 0.27.
Ooh, that's pretty weird.
Now, my iPad through Wi-Fi gets 482 down and 23, almost 24 up.
All right.
And I hardwired, because the desktop is hardwired with the Ethernet cable, and they're right next to each other, probably a foot apart, the router modem and the computer. And the laptop, I put it on the same Ethernet cable, and I got 700 down and 24 up.
Okay.
So I guess it's the desktop that's the problem.
Yep,
there's a problem with how that Ethernet adapter is set up.
Mm-hmm.
It may have a bad driver or it may have a bad parameter.
Yeah.
My suggestion
mm-hmm.
is an old standard trick that I've used many times that solves a lot of problems.
You're going to hop on your one foot and rub your belly?
Well, you can do that. It might help.
I'd be willing to try.
Yeah.
The thing that you can do to resolve a lot of issues like this is to open up Device Manager.
Mm, yep.
You're going to expand the list of network adapters. In that list, you're going to right-click on the Ethernet adapter that's built into the computer, whichever one it is.
Yeah.
You might see a bunch of things in there. You're going to have to pick out the one you need, okay? But you're going to right-click on that, and you're going to uninstall that device, mm-hmm. which sounds...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's terrible, but it's okay. It'll come back.
Not as bad as hopping on a foot and rubbing your back.
Then you restart the computer. Once it comes back, you'll be able to log in again in Windows. I would let the computer sit at that point for 10 minutes, and I'm going to tell you why. It will actually go to Microsoft and get drivers for that device.
Well, it won't because it won't have a network interface.
Yeah, it will. What'll happen is it will load it as a generic driver in Microsoft, but it knows that that's not correct.
And then it will be
functional enough to do what it needs to do.
Yep.
And then it will go get the driver.
Just giving Dennis a hard time.
See, I'm way ahead of him, though.
Yeah, I know you are.
Because I've done this a couple times. Anyway.
I wasn't worried.
And the reason I'm telling you to just let it sit for 10 or 15 minutes, it's real, because that network adapter may not work until you've waited that time for everything to get downloaded and resolve.
And if it doesn't work, then you could have a physical issue with the network adapter.
With the network, I would say if that doesn't work, then there's got to be something wrong with that network controller.
Now, you have two options on that, Frank. You could always go out and buy another network interface card or get a USB thumb drive that's going to be a wireless interface. You would plug in a current wireless interface device into your USB port and now make your hardwired computer wireless. You're right next to your device, you said, right?
Yes, no, not even a foot.
So that would be a quick, easy way to, if Dennis's thing doesn't work, if you just want to make it wireless, you turn off, you unplug the NIC, you don't even need to connect it anymore, use a USB wireless interface, and now it connects wirelessly, and you get better bandwidth.
Okay, but if I had that part replaced, is that an expensive issue?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably looking at possibly, you know, with labor of a third party and the part itself, more than $100. You could probably get a wireless USB interface for $35.
Or a wired USB.
There's that, too. Yeah. I didn't think of that, yeah.
Yeah, that should work pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now...
If it comes to it.
Yeah.
Quick question. All those things you told me to do, can you put that on your website? Because there were a lot of steps that we couldn't write as fast as you were talking.
That's a harder thing to find on a website.
Yeah.
So we'd have to have you listen to the podcast a few times. So
okay, I could do that.
Yeah, just look, listen to your call and go, you know, rewind, go over. The station loves it when people do that. All right, Frank?
All right, so you gave me some options,
and
I will listen for your podcast, try the first option, and then do one of the other two.
Sounds good.
And thank you very much for your help.
Our pleasure.
All right.
See you later, Frank.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to step out for a quick break. Mark, hang on, and Vincent, we're going to New York and Pennsylvania. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Let's get to your calls, and you're going to hear some of that in Hartford at the largest free jazz fest in America. So come on down this weekend. We're going to go to Vincent in Pennsylvania next. What's cooking, Vincent?
The machine of which I speak is a 2017 vintage Apple desktop.
Okay.
And what I... it's up to date. What I... I'm thinking about is this clearing the cache business.
Yeah.
There seems to be a two-step process. One, utilize utilizing the Apple Safari browser.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There, the first step is you go to settings, and then there's a place for developers. So now I have developers up in the upper menu. I hit developers. There's a whole line of business I'm not interested in, one of which says clear the cache. So I hit that, and nothing seems to happen. There's no indication that warning, if you clear the cache on this, it clears the cache on all devices, blah, blah. But in any event, I do it. I don't really see a heck of a lot of difference.
Right.
The second tier in their process for clearing caches is more complicated, and that goes to a library of caches. I have followed the steps, and I see about 90, perhaps 100 lines. And to give you a flavor as to what each line contains, there's one here, it says users, Vinny, library, caches, com.apple remind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. So my question is it of any use for me to worry about clearing all these unknown items?
Well,
or am I going to get into trouble if I give it a shot?
I would say you're more likely to create problems if you go messing with those files.
Yeah, I guess what I want to know.
Once you are in what is called macOS library, that's effectively the same thing as the registry in Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And we would tell you the same thing about that. If you're tampering with the registry, you got to be careful.
Right.
And you can cause damage. My suggestion would be to leave all that stuff alone.
What are you trying to fix, Vincent?
Yeah, I mean, what's going on with it that you're trying to remedy?
What, have you never spoken to a person preoccupied with foolishness?
Every day. Okay, that's your issue. You're just doing some computer neat-nicking. You're just checking things out, right? And that's fine.
Look, for some reason, I have the idea that if you clear the caches, the machine operates quicker, more efficiently.
So here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's actually counter to what cache is supposed to do, right?
Right.
The idea of cache is that it's local and you don't have to retrieve it from the interwebs, right? So if it's local on your computer, that should technically be faster than grabbing a fresh picture of, you know, whatever you're downloading or whatever website you're going to, right?
Well, so the other thing is those caches actually belong to different applications on the computer.
Right.
And what that application may have done is collect up information not only from the internet, but from maybe other files on the computer, and then they get assembled into one place. And it's just easier for the program to read that from that location.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't have to go exploring your drive or whatever it needs to do. Now, so it is more efficient.
Your issue with the 2017 Apple device, right, is Apple's been accused of numerous times of causing performance issues and planned obsolescence on their computers. Is there an aspect of that machine that you can upgrade? Can you give it more RAM? Can you upgrade the hard drive to be solid state? I don't know. I'm not an Apple guy.
I don't care.
You don't care that I'm not an Apple guy, or you don't care that?
Well, both.
So,
but I don't care. As long as the machine works and it does useful work, that's all I care about.
Okay. So speed is not that much of an issue.
No, it is not.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
All right. I was wondering if it was sluggish or something.
Right.
And you're trying to resolve
it. It is more sluggish than it was when it was new. Sure, but so what?
Okay. Well, right. Programs are going to be more complicated than they were then. So computer's working harder.
Okay, so you gentlemen have answered my question. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone, sir.
Right. Now,
number two.
Yes.
Number two. It somehow came in. This machine has the spinning disk hard drive built in.
Yep.
And what I do is I automatically shut it down every night at 10 o'clock.
Nice.
And it comes back up on its own at 8 o'clock or so in the morning. Is that recommended or not recommended, or does it make any difference?
I'll tell you my feeling. I would have the computer off when you're not using it and on when you are. Turning it off and on if you're not using it but automatically is wasting electricity and just wasting, you know, there's no reason to have it running as far as I'm concerned. So like I tell my kids, turn the lights off if you're not in the room. When it comes to computers, if you're not using it, turn it off. And when you are using it, turn it on.
Okay.
The reason people used to do this, Vincent, is because it used to take so long for a computer to boot, right? That, you know, people got annoyed by it. To start your day, you get a half an hour of boot process and possible blue screen of death and whatever it could happen happens, right? And so a lot of folks just leave them running. But you don't need to do that anymore.
No.
Okay, now I have a backup, which is also a spinning disk device.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted a second backup and I went for a solid-state device, but using the same backup program that Apple uses, is that going to cause any difficulty from going from, say, spinning disk to solid state?
None whatsoever.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the last one.
Yeah?
The absolute last one. Each time I upgrade the Apple program, it seems like there are leftovers. And when I go into documents, it seems like a new item reappears. It's titled Relocated Items from Big Sur / Big Sur Upgrade, Catalina. And there's a little folder. You can open up the folder. What do I do with it? Leave it alone? Attempt to get rid of it? Or just forget about it?
So yeah, that's a remnant of the the update process, I suspect, right, Dennis?
Well, yeah. What happens is when they update the operating system, some things actually get moved because the file structure has changed, and it's just telling you, it's telling you things that you had already that could not be moved to the new or the theoretically new location that they should be in. It's generally best to just leave them where they are.
Yeah, it's informational.
And there's a reason the computer did what it did, which was to leave it where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you going and then moving them somewhere, I don't know. If you're concerned about those files, if they're like data that you need, like documents or stuff that you need,
no.
Then, well, I would say if the only concern you would have is you'd backing them up somehow, but
yeah, I'd leave it.
I would definitely just leave them alone. I have a Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same thing that you're looking at. I don't play around with that. I don't.
It's not worth it.
Okay, gentlemen. So for my three questions, there were two forget about it and one don't worry.
Yeah, you got it, Vin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for checking
goodbye.
In with us. All right. Bye bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right. So, yeah, Apple devices have the same fun as Windows, right? Same idea. Don't be a computer neatnik. It's not worth it, right? Not worth monkeying around. I mean, if you want to learn something, the best way to learn something is from failure. So when you break it, you got to figure out how to fix it. But yeah. We prefer you guys find a better use of your time and enjoy the weather than to break your machine. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Mark, hang on. Jim as well. Two lines open for you, 860-522-9842. We do expect a visit from Wes Bryan. After the news of IT Pro TV, check in on talk a little bit about AI and what's going on in the world of AI and what's going on at IT Pro TV as far as technology training and how you can become a geek and have the infotainers at IT Pro TV train you up in an informative and fun way so that we can gain more geeks on this planet.
We need geeks.
And then we can then maybe elect more geeks as politicians rather than lawyers. Nothing wrong with lawyers, but we need people who understand how the sausage is made when it comes to technology, and that's where we're going. We'll be right back.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.